This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, well, where do you think we are now?
I'm not sure. I'm tired.
I think we should find new clothes that don't have blood on them.
Where would we get new clothes?
Not sure. Let's look around. Things just seem to appear in this place when we need them. I'll check a few of these doors. I found some clothes!
I think that I want to go home.
Home?
Yeah.
I don't think we can go home. And this is our adventure, remember?
I don't like this adventure.
Jenny, I'm sorry about Shadow. You can't
blame
yourself.
It's fine, let's just go home.
No! You were right before. There's something we need to do here. Something important, remember? Something was wrong with Shadow. What if there's something wrong that we can help fix? I can't do this without you.
You didn't even want to come.
Yeah, well now I want to stay. We haven't found the forest we saw in our vision. We can find it. We just have to keep going, Jenny. Jenny, you are the most caring and loving person I ever met. You didn't mean to kill anything. Shadow was sick. You saw its eyes and the way it changed after it died. What if that's part of the reason we are here?
You don't know that.
You're right. I don't know anything about this place or how it works. I don't know what's going to happen to us. I don't know if we'll ever get out of here. I only know one thing right now. I love you. You are my best friend, and I am not letting you give up on something you care about.
But
you didn't do anything wrong. You're okay. We're okay. We can't give up. Please. Jenny, here. Here, just put this on. It's just a shirt and pants. Let's just start with a change of clothes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna check for clothes for me, too. Hey, I think we look pretty hot in medieval menswear. These black pantaloons really accentuate my butt.
Yeah.
There, see? You're okay, we're gonna be okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Let's look around.
You got it. I wonder if there's a trick to it all. Some kind of riddle.
Whoa.
That's the most beautiful greenhouse I've ever seen.
I didn't even know greenhouses could be made of stained glass. Huh. That orb up there seems to be the replacement for sunlight. Let's go in. Aren't you coming?
I don't feel very well. Ugh.
What is it?
It's probably nothing.
Well, come on then.
Coming.
Did you hear that?
Do you smell that?
Oh! It smells like... Oh, God! Into the greenhouse, now! Oh, my God, there's so many of them.
Their eyes, they're the same as Shadow's.
We have to find a way out. I don't know what these creatures were meant to be, but this undead possessed shit is fucked. There's gotta be a way out of here.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
There's no books!
A box! There are seeds over here.
There's no books!
There's five of them!
Who cares about seeds?
But,
Jenny! We need a book, not seeds!
But...
Found one! Jump!
Though not so long ago, there lived a farmer's daughter named Agla. Agla was a sweet girl. She was kind and quiet and never complained, and always did what her father asked of her. She worked in the field beside him and cooked him dinner every night. And while she was clever, very clever, she wasn't very brave.
Well,
she was...
Sorry, excuse me, but I'm not sure that's fair. I mean, I've never had to be brave before, so how would I get any practice?
That's true. But she would get practice soon enough, in the most unlikely of ways. One summer evening, after a sweltering day working in the field, Agla went down to the bay to wash her father's clothes. When she reached the shore, the water looked so enticing that she dropped her heavy basket of laundry and thought,
I think I'll take a bath.
And so she did. She climbed out of her dress and left it on the sand, leapt into the water and began to swim. The rays of the evening sun bathed the bay in warm amber light until the water looked like liquid gold as her naked limbs moved through the water.
So refreshing. What?
Did you wish to add anything else, or...
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm trying to craft a narrative here.
I know.
Trying to paint a picture? Set the scene?
You're doing great.
I know I am, so...
You can keep going.
Oh, may I?
There's no need to be short-tempered.
I'm not...
It's such a lovely evening. Why ruin it by being cross?
Because I'm trying to tell my story.
Technically, I think it's my story, but...
I know, but I'm the one telling it, so...
Of course you are. That's how it always is, isn't it?
What's that supposed to mean?
Keep going. I'm getting pruny in here, so you might as well get on with it.
Fine.
I won't interrupt again.
Thank you.
Probably.
You know, you aren't as sweet as people say you are you?
I certainly hope not.
As the sun began to set, Agla climbed out of the water, ready to wash her clothes and return home. But as she approached her dress, lying on the sandy banks, she suddenly saw the fabric move.
What is that? Oh, hello. Goodness, you're quite big for a garden snake, aren't you? Will you get out of my dress, please? I need to go back home and make dinner.
Certainly.
You can speak?
It appears so.
Is that... Can all snakes speak, or...
I'm not a snake. I'm a serpent.
Oh.
Perhaps snakes can speak, too. I wouldn't know.
Okay, well, I'll be sure to ask a snake next time I see one. But, in the meantime, would you mind terribly? It's just, you're inside my dress.
Is this your dress?
Yes.
Are you positive?
I mean, I think so. I mean, there's no one else here, and I'm naked, so...
Where did you get this dress?
I made it.
You made this?
I did, yeah.
You made this dress?
Why? Is it... Is there something wrong with it, or...
This is the most beautiful dress I have ever seen.
Oh my goodness! Oh, no, that can't be right.
I never lie.
Well...
It's exquisite.
That's very... You're very generous, but it's just a farmer's dress. It's nothing special.
Of course it's special. It may be coarse and common, the materials, but look what you've done with them. Look at the detail, the craftsmanship. I was just admiring the stitching up close, and it's immaculate. Truly it is, darling. I am tremendously impressed.
Gosh, well, thank you, I guess. I mean, I don't think it's as good as all that, but... Did you see the little flowers? The embroidery right there?
Oh, the little flowers. Oh, how charming.
All the embroidery? I did it all by hand.
Oh, look.
And I wove the cloth myself.
You didn't.
I did. You know, it's nice to have something for myself at the end of the day. Once the farming and the cooking and the cleaning's done, it's nice to sit by the fire and make something beautiful. I know it doesn't serve a purpose, but...
That is its purpose.
I suppose you're right. Do you like to sew too, or... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what, dear?
That was thoughtless of me.
What was?
You don't have any hands.
Well, of course I do. Just not on land. I take a different form on land. Back in my kingdom, I look much more like you.
Which kingdom is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Of course I don't mind. I was hoping you'd ask. I'm from an underwater kingdom, 9 seas away.
Oh, wow.
A gorgeous crystal city sparkling beneath the waves. I've ruled it for 100 years, and I hope to rule 100 more.
You... rule a kingdom?
Indeed I do.
But you're... a woman.
That's what stood out to you.
Well...
Not the fact that I am a magical talking...
Well, I've heard stories about talking snakes before.
Serpents,
sorry. I mean, I've heard stories about that. And castles in the ocean and wars fought in the sky, but I've never heard of a queen who rules her own kingdom.
I can't imagine what the alternative would be. It seems too frightening to consider. But I do think you'd love it. You have refined taste, I can tell. You have an artist's soul.
I'm a cabbage farmer.
A cabbage farmer with an artist's soul. Look at this dress, after all.
Yeah, speaking of that, it's getting a little chilly. Do you think I could have my dress back, or...
Are you happy, darling?
Excuse me?
I believe you heard the question.
I'm certainly not unhappy, mostly. I do what is asked of me, and I make people happy. And I love my father, he's a good man, and he takes care of me. And one day I'll get married, and my husband will be a good man, and he'll take care of me too. But sometimes, and I don't know why it is, but sometimes... Sometimes, standing over a row of cabbages or over a pot of stew, my mind starts to wander and I feel... curious. I want to know more. I want to see more. I want to be more than what I imagined for myself, what people imagined for me. But I've never seen anything else, so how can I imagine it? And if I can't imagine it, how can I...
Do you want to see?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you want to come with me back to my kingdom?
Oh, I don't. I mean, it sounds wonderful, of course, but how would I, you know, breathe underwater?
If it isn't evident by now, dearest, I will clarify. Magic, of course.
Right.
I wouldn't bring you just to drown you. Where's the fun in that? No, I'd hope that, were you willing, you'd make a dress for me. Many dresses for me. I'll find you the finest fabric in all nine oceans. Gold thread and diamond buttons and anything your heart desires. You would be the personal seamstress to the queen. No, more than a seamstress, an artist. Would you like that?
I think I might. I'd have to ask my father first, but that sounds... I'm scared to even think of it.
Whatever for?
In case I realize that I want it. Really want it, and then I can't have it.
Of course you can have it, if you're brave enough to seek it. Well, think on it, darling. Let me know your choice.
So Agla went home to her father, ran home to her father, eager to tell him what had transpired. As her bare feet beat the dirt path, she began to imagine.
Crystal palaces, and diamond gowns, and dark and endless seaweed forests, wild and sparkling sands, and currents, and a queen who rules the...
Absolutely not.
But, Papa...
Absolutely not, Agley. A seamstress for snakes.
Serpents. Queen of the Serpents, actually, but...
Oh, you're usually such a practical girl. This isn't very practical of you.
Of course it is, Papa. Imagine the opportunity. If I'll be making dresses out of diamonds, I'm sure I can send some home to you. You could buy more land, buy another horse, maybe hire a farmhand or two, and I could learn how...
What about your husband?
I don't have a husband.
Exactly my point. How do you expect to find a husband underwater? I would think there would be very few indeed.
Perhaps, but...
This isn't like you, sweetheart. First you're late cooking dinner, and now you say a talking snake told you she was a queen?
Serpent, and I swear, Papa, she really spoke to me.
Oh no, I'm sure she did, but a queen. Now that's suspicious, that's quite suspicious. Even the Serpent Kingdom would have a king.
But...
No, it's settled, Agley.
But...
Agley! My goodness! Has the heat been too strong in the fields today? Take tomorrow off and get some rest. Soon you'll be back to your sweet self. I know you will.
But tomorrow came, and Agla wasn't back to her sweet self. Not at all. She couldn't be. Not after this dream of life had taken hold of her. A dream of underwater palaces, of crafting the most gorgeous gem-encrusted gowns. She could be companion to a queen, instead of cooking cabbage soup. But she knew her father would never let her leave.
He wants me home with him, taking care of him, until I find a husband.
A husband? Whatever for?
That's just the way it's done. I'll plant cabbages, and then marry, and plant cabbages, and have children, and plant cabbages, and die. That's all my mother did. And that's all I'll do, too.
You say it like you have to, darling.
I have to.
Nonsense. Look at me. My advisors say, oh no, your highness. It's too dangerous to go on land. It will only end in tragedy. But I tell them, I've ruled a peaceful kingdom for 100 years. I will sun myself on the shore whenever I like. And I do like. See how my scales sparkle in the sun. Look, I'll turn them for you.
Oh, they're lovely.
Everything is lovely in my kingdom. If you join me, you'll see.
I can't.
You won't. And that's a very different thing. I'm beginning to see what you mean about life on land. These rules. They're moronic, bordering on tragic. I don't think this place is healthy for you, dear one. I really don't. I won't command it, but I'll... I strongly suggest that you leave now with me.
I want to, but... Maybe if I had a husband, maybe then Father would...
Then he would. Well, then you should. And so she did.
A serpent king!
Yeah, serpent king this time. I don't know what's going on with that beach, but...
A king!
Careful, Papa!
A king wants to marry my Angela!
Here! Oh, give me that scythe before you slice a foot off.
Oh, of course he wants to marry you. You're such a wonderful girl. Such a sweet, capable... Oh, and your cabbage soup. Does he know about your cabbage soup?
No, we haven't discussed it, no.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love it. Oh, Angela, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I mean, I didn't really do anything,
and
but...
think of the dowry you'll get. Oh, just think of it.
Doesn't... I thought a dowry comes from the bride's family, doesn't it? I thought... Isn't that how it works? Weren't you going to offer up a cow to whatever man would wed me? Isn't that the going rate for brides in the village? I thought it was one daughter for one cow. Maybe throw in a wheelbarrow of cabbages.
Cabbages? For a king? I think not, sweet girl, I think not. A wheelbarrow of diamonds, maybe. Didn't you say they had diamonds down there in that serpent kingdom? I'm not giving up my cow, a poor farmer like me. The king should be giving us a cow for your hand. A cow at the very least.
I don't
think... A cow? Ooh, and another plot of land, and a new wife, a new wife for me, too. Maybe an honorary position in the...
I don't think he'll pay up front.
Of course he will.
We didn't discuss it.
Well, we can discuss it. He and I, man to man.
Man to serpent.
But... That's how it's done.
But, Papa, I thought... You always said you wanted me to have a husband so I'd be taken care of. I found a husband. I'll be taken care of.
But who will take care of me? And who will cook cabbage soup for me? Who will help me milk the cow? Two cows. Once your king gives me the second.
He's not going to give you a cow. I'm sorry, Papa. He's not going to give you anything. I know he isn't.
Then he can't have you.
Papa?
But Papa shook his head and said...
It's settled.
It wasn't settled.
I wonder if they see these same stars in the Serpent Kingdom. What am I talking about? Of course they can't. It's underwater. I'm never getting out of here.
Excuse me. Are you Agla?
Oh, hello.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm Agla. How can I help you?
I've been sent by the Queen.
Oh, I thought she might have forgotten me. I mean, I didn't forget her, but I thought, well, she's a queen, so, you know, I'm sure she's busy.
She is busy. That's why it's so vexing to her to have been kept waiting.
I didn't mean to keep her waiting, I promise.
She hasn't seen you by the shore. Not in many, many days.
No, I know. It's just, I've been stuck inside. My father thinks a serpent king will come for me the longer I'm hidden away.
How unfortunate. But... Not entirely incorrect.
What do you mean?
Lovely dress you're sewing.
It's a skirt, actually, but thank you. I'm just embroidering the serpents now around the edges. Here.
My wife would love it.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. She loves plaid. It goes perfectly with her scales.
I thought... The queen said that in your kingdom, everyone looks a lot like me. A lot more human than serpent.
More human, certainly. We have hands and necks and feet and things. We don't have cows underwater. We heard your father wants a cow.
He does. A cow and a wheelbarrow of diamonds.
A wheelbarrow of... Maybe we can bring him something tomorrow. Something that he wants.
Do you really think you can? Well, what should I do then? How can I help?
Just leave it to us.
The next morning, Agla and her father were awakened to the sounds of trumpets.
I told you, Agla. Didn't I tell you?
What is it? What's going on?
Look at them. A whole court sent to fetch you. Oh, I told you. When a man knows what he wants, he will get it. And this isn't just a man. It's a king.
It's a...
And a serpent, of course, of... Look at their horses. Oh, look at the crowd of them. Hello! Hello there!
Good morning, sir.
Are you the king, then?
Merely a proxy. Our regent has royal duties at home. But we've come to bring your daughter, Agla, with us. Home with us.
Wonderful. What will you give me, then?
Yes. We heard you requested an exchange. Something precious to us in exchange for something precious to you. So we brought you something indispensable to our people and our sea-bound kingdom. Something stitched into the very fabric of our lives, as Agla is stitched into yours.
I like the sound of that. What do you think, Agla?
I think you...
Is that a wheelbarrow? I think it is. It better not be a wheelbarrow of cabbages. I've had enough of that.
We didn't bring you cabbages. We brought you something better.
Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
A wheelbarrow of diamonds. Oh, Agla, look at it. Gorgeous, isn't it? Here, give it to me.
Not until you give us Agla.
Well, you paid for her. Take her.
Okay, I can... Excuse me. I can walk to the carriage, thank you very much. I have more feet than you do. Sorry, that was uncalled for. I can... Thanks.
Goodbye, sweetheart. You'll come visit, won't you?
I hope I can.
Yes. Well, have a lovely trip, my girl. Safe travels.
How did you get horses? Do you have horses underwater?
There now. There now. You gorgeous things. Let me count you up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why does this feel dusty? Why does it feel... This is salt. These are giant salt crystals. These aren't. Hey, get back here. Get back here. Come back. You tricked me. What are you doing? Why are you still here? Where are you? Hey. I said, what are you doing? Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
How did you build this ship? You built a whole boat. But where did you get the wood? Did you use the horses to get the wood? Why do you even need a ship if you live underwater? And how do you...
So many questions.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I can see why our queen likes you. She also has an adventurous spirit.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. That she likes me too, I mean. I hope she doesn't regret it. All this trouble she's gone through for me. She's very kind.
More honest. But she's very fair.
She is fair. Her scales are very shiny. The shiniest I've ever seen. I've never seen any jewels in my life, but I imagine, when I close my eyes and imagine them, I imagine her skin all bright and sparkling in the sun. Beautiful. Oh, you meant fair, like I thought you meant...
She's your kind of fair as well, you're right. And fairer still underwater than on land. Are you ready?
Ready? No. Well, ready for what? What's happening? Is there a leak? There's a leak. The water's rising. It's rising.
No, we're sinking. Hold on tight, Agnes.
But I can't swim.
Hold on tight, Agnes.
But I can't breathe.
Hold on tight, Agnes.
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode was performed by Moira Todd, Shakira Searle, and Derek Davis. Written by Francesca Pashniokas. Sound design by Trevor Van Winkle. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Jenny Bissell, Madeline Regina, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.